The word for to work. What is the word for to work?
Shigoto shimasu.
And we put a marker between the two.
Shigoto o shimasu.
That's right. And the word for to relax. What is that?
Relaxu o shimasu.
So now you want to say, yesterday I worked, but today, highlighting today, I will relax.
Kino, shigoto o shimashita ka. Ashita
wa. Today.
Oh, today.
Tokyo.
Kyo wa. Relaxu shimasu.
And?
Relaxu o shimasu.
Good.
Kino, shigoto o shimashita ga. Kyo wa. Relaxu o shimasu.
Yesterday, I went to Tokyo, but today, I will go to New York. How would you say that? Yesterday, I went to Tokyo.
昨日、東京に行きましたが。
Today, highlighting it, I will go to New York.
今日はニューヨークに行きます。
昨日、東京に行きましたが、今日はニューヨークに行きます。
We've used the word what, the nanny who looks after children. So how would you say, what do you do?
何をしますか?
何をしますか?
So we use nanny, we still need our marker or 何をしますか? Then if you wanted to say it in the past, what did you do? How would you say that?
何をしましたか?
しました。What's the question word? It sounded like が。
何をしましたか?
何をしましたか?
And in reply, you might say, I worked.
仕事をしました。
仕事をしました。
And the question word for where, what is that?
どこ?
どこ? So, where do you go? Where to do you go? How would you say that?
どこを行く? No, どこに行きます?
And the question?
どこに行きますか?
And, of course, に because it's where you're going to. So, where to do you go?
どこに行きますか?
Where did you go? Putting it into the past.
どこに行きましたか?
どこに行きましたか?
I went to New York.
ニューヨークに行きました。
ニューヨークに行きました。
The word for restaurant in Japanese has actually been taken directly from the French, so it sounds much closer to French than the English pronunciation of it. Restaurant.
Restaurant.
And of course, the R and L sound are very closely linked, so you can either say a soft R or a L sound.Restaurant. So, how would you say, I went to the restaurant?
Restaurant ni,
I went.
行きました.
Restaurant ni 行きました.
And we've used the marker no, which links items and places together, things that belong to each other. So, if you wanted to say, I went to the restaurant over there, you'd be saying,The over there's restaurant I went to. How would you say that?
あそこのレストランに行きました。
あそこのレストランに行きました。
And what do we use when we give a reason for something? What is the equivalent of therefore or because?
から。
So, if you wanted to give a reason for going to the restaurant, because I like it,I went to the restaurant over there. How would you say that? What we're saying literally is, it's likeable, therefore.
Oh, yes. 好きですから.
I went to the restaurant there.
に.
The order is, the there's restaurant to
oh, yeah.
I went.
そこに restaurant.
And if you want to link soko and restaurant.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
So it's soko no restaurant wa.
And you're going to the restaurant.
Oh. Soko no restaurant ni.
And I went.
Ikimashita.
Have a go at that again.
Okay.
It's likeable, therefore. I like it, therefore.
Suki desu kara.
I went to the restaurant there. There's restaurant.
Soko no restaurant ni ikimashita.
Good.
Suki desu kara. Soko no restaurant ni ikimashita.
We also, as well as suki desu, it's likeable, I like it, the word delicious. We've used that. What is the word for delicious?
Oishii.
So, if you want to say, because it's delicious, I ate the sushi from the restaurant here. So, because it's delicious, the here's restaurant's sushi, I ate.
Oishii desu kara. Koko no restaurant no sushi o tabemashita.
Oishii desu kara. Koko no restaurant no sushi o tabemashita.
We've used the word to buy. The word to buy is?
Kaimasu.
So if you say, I buy a camera, how would you say that?
Kamera o kaimasu.
And I bought a camera.
Kamera o kaimashita.
Kamera o kaimashita.
How would you say, I bought a camera from there? So I bought a there's camera.
Koko no.
And koko is here.
Oh yeah. Soko no kamera o kaimashita.
Soko no kamera o kaimashita.
Let's bring back in our mobile phone, Kay tying accessories on her mobile phone. So, I bought a mobile. How would you say that?
Keitai o kaimashita.
Keitai o kaimashita.
I bought a mobile from the department store there. The there's department store's mobile I bought.
Soko no depato no keitai o kaimashita.
Soko no depato no keitai o kaimashita.
Kara is when you give a reason, and we've used it to mean therefore or because in English. So how would you say, I bought it because I like it?
Suki desu kara kaimashita.
Suki desu kara kaimashita.
So you're actually saying, I like it, therefore I bought it. But in English, we'd say more naturally, I bought it because I like it. And of course, there's no it in Japanese, so you simply don't need to say that. And how would you say, I ate it because I like it?
Suki desu kara.
Think of the tablet.
Tabemashita.
So do you want to try that again?
Suki desu kara. Tabemashita.
Suki desu kara tabemashita.
We've talked about the past tense for the verbs, for the mas verbs. So tabemasu, tabemashita. There's also a past tense for desu, it is. The past tense for desu is deshita. So we still have that shita sound, as we do with the mashita, but it's deshita. Desu, deshita. So it is a camera.
Kamera desu.
Kamera desu.
It was a camera.
Kamera deshita.
Kamera deshita.
She was a friend.
Kanojo wa tomodachi deshita.
Kanojo wa tomodachi deshita.
The word for restaurant, which comes from the French, is
restaurant.
And how would you say it was a restaurant?
Restaurant deshita.
Restaurant deshita.
We're now going to look at how to say the past negative of verbs. You already know the negative for mass verbs. So when you say, I don't eat, what do you say?
食べません。
And I don't read.
読みません。
So you're changing the mass ending to ません。In order to make the past negative, in other words, I didn't eat, I didn't read, you keep the negative, 食べません, and you add to it, でした, was. In other words, you're saying, it was, don't eat, 食べませんでした, which changes it to, I didn't eat. So, I don't eat.
食べません。
I didn't eat. So you're saying, don't eat, was.
食べませんでした。
食べませんでした。
I read.
読みます。
I don't read.
読みませんでした。
I don't read.
Oh, 読みません。
I didn't read.
読みませんでした。
読みませんでした。
And everything stays the same order as we've done all along. So if you want to say, I didn't read a comic, you would say,
漫画を読みませんでした。
漫画を読みませんでした。
And if you wanted to say, I didn't watch TV,You would say,
テレビを見ませんでした。
テレビを見ませんでした。
And if you wanted to specify the doer of the action, the person who didn't watch TV, so if it was, I didn't watch TV, using 私。
私はテレビを見ませんでした。
私はテレビを見ませんでした。
And if you wanted to say, I didn't watch TV yesterday, clarifying that it is I who didn't watch TV.
私は昨日テレビを見ませんでした。
私は昨日テレビを見ませんでした。
The verb to buy is
買います。
And if you say, I didn't buy yesterday,
明日.
Yesterday no. is the key to
yes. 昨日買いませんでした。
昨日買いませんでした。
So when you say yesterday, the no is long. 昨日。
昨
日。昨
日。I didn't buy that yesterday.
それを昨日買いませんでした。
それを昨日買いませんでした。
And the time expression can also go at the beginning of the phrase if you feel most comfortable putting it there. 昨日それを買いませんでした。So we're now able to say, I eat, which is?
食べます。
I ate.
食べました。
I don't eat.
食べません。
And I didn't eat.
食べませんでした。
So our endings are ます、ました、ません、ませんでした。If we pull in the word for but, which is
が
I like it but, how would you say that?
好きですが
How would you say?I like it, but yesterday I didn't watch it.
好きですが、昨日見ませんでした。
好きですが、昨日見ませんでした。
And I like it, but I didn't watch TV yesterday.
好きですが、昨日テレビを見ませんでした。
好きですが、昨日テレビを見ませんでした。
I like it, but I didn't buy it yesterday.
好きですが、昨日買いませんでした。
好きですが、昨日買いませんでした。
As well as saying I like it, 好きです, you are now able to say I liked it. What do you need to change to make I like it, 好きです, into the past?
好きでした?
That's right, 好きでした. The des becomes でした, and then we are talking in the past. So if you wanted to say I liked it, but I didn't watch it.
好きでしたが、見ませんでした。
好きでしたが、見ませんでした。
Or, I liked it, but I didn't buy it.
好きでしたが、買いませんでした。
好きでしたが、買いませんでした。
I liked it, but I didn't watch that yesterday. How would you say that?
好きでしたが、昨日、それを見ませんでした。
好きでしたが、昨日、それを見ませんでした。
And I liked it, but I didn't buy that yesterday.
好きでしたが、昨日、それを買いませんでした。
好きでしたが、昨日それを買いませんでした。
Now, we've learnt a number of time expressions. We've had every day, which is
毎日
and yesterday
昨日
tomorrow
明日
sometimes
時々
Today
今日
This evening
今晩
We're now going to talk about weeks. The word for week is shoe by itself, so you might buy a pair of shoes each week. Now you've learnt every day, 毎日 The word for day by itself is 日 So if you know that the word for...Every day is 毎日, and you know that the word for week is 週, what do you expect every week to be?
毎週.
毎週.
Or 毎週.
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 And like our other time expressions, you put it at the beginning or towards the beginning of the sentence. How do you say I go?
行きます.
And I go to London.The order being London to go.
London に行きます.
London に行きます.
So I go to London every week.
毎週 London に行きます.
毎週 London に行きます.
So every week is coming at the beginning. He goes to London every week, specifying the person who's going.
彼と
彼と would be with him. I go to London with him. But this is he who's doing the going.
彼はロンドンに行きます。
And every week?
毎週。
So do you want to put it all together?
彼はロンドンに毎週行きます。
彼はロンドンに毎週行きます。
Now, as long as the verb is at the end and the doer of the action is towards the beginning of the sentence, then the other information can come in a flexible order. So what we have tended to do is put the time expression towards the beginning. We've tended to say, 毎週彼はロンドンに行きます. Or reverse that order and said, 彼は毎週ロンドンに行きます. But it's perfectly acceptable to say,彼はロンドンに毎週行きます。What's important is that the marker is in the right place after the right noun so that we know what each of the nouns in the sentence is doing. As long as you've got that right and you've got your verb at the end and your doer towards the beginning, then the other orders are flexible. One other rule that you need to use is that as well as the verb being at the end, the doer of the action needs to be said before the item that has something done to it. And in the same way, where we have to go to a place, then the doer of the action needs to be said before the place, followed by the marker ni. So how would you say he goes there every day?
毎日 彼はそこに行きます。
毎日彼はそこに行きます。
And how would you say he goes there every week?
毎週彼はそこに行きます。
毎週彼はそこに行きます。
So just to recap on sentence order, as long as ikimasu is at the end of the sentence, and as long as kare wa and soko ni are in that order, then you can put everything else in a flexible order. What you can't say is soko ni kare wa ikimasu. So the doer must come before the done to or the place that he's going to. And of course, you don't need to say kare wa every time if it's clear who it is that is doing the going. So how would you say every week he goes to London and you're making it clear who it is that is going?
彼は毎週ロンドンに行きます。
彼は毎週ロンドンに行きます。
I go to London every week with him. We know that we're talking about I, so you don't need 私は for this sentence. So I go to London every week with him.
彼と毎週ロンドンに行きます。
彼と毎週ロンドンに行きます。
And if you do want to make it clear that it is I who's going to London with him, how would you say, I go to London every week with him?
私は彼とロンドンに行きます。私は毎週彼とロンドンに行きます。
私は毎週彼とロンドンに行きます。
We've used the marker wa when we've contrasted a sentence. So when we've contrasted two time expressions, I did this yesterday, but tomorrow I'll do that. So 昨日しましたが明日はします。We can do the same now using every week. Every week I go to London, but today I am not going. How would you say that?
毎週ロンドンに行きますが、今日。
And we're highlighting it.
今日は。
I'm not going.
行きませんでした。
And it's actually...Now that I'm not going.
So, 行きません。
毎週ロンドンに行きますが、今日は行きません。
Every week I go there, but today I'm relaxing. I relax.
毎週そこに行きますが、今日はリラックスをします。
And relax is...Relaxu. So think of your friend Sue who's relaxing. Relaxu.
Relaxu をします。
毎週そこに行きますが、今日はリラックスをします。
Every week I go there with him, but today I will relax. So every week with him I go there.
毎週彼と、
there.
そこに行きますが?
Today, I will relax.
今日は、relax をします。
And if you're more...
relax をします。
Good.
毎週、彼とそこに行きますが、今日は、relax をします。
Now let's bring in another time expression. We've had 毎週, every week. 週 is week. The word for last week is 先週. You could have the image sensible shoes are so last week. 先週, sensible shoes.
先週.
Last week I went there.
先週そこ行きました.
And you went to there, although we wouldn't say to in English, they do in Japanese.
先週そこに行きました。
先週そこに行きました。
Last week I went to a hotel there.
先週ここのホテルに。
And a hotel there. You're saying a hotel here.
先週そこのホテルに行きました。
先週そこのホテルに行きました。
Last week, I ate sushi.
先週、寿司を食べました。
先週、寿司を食べました。
Last week, I ate sushi from here.
先週、ここの寿司を食べました。
先週、ここの寿司を食べました。
Last week, I bought sushi from here. But today, highlighting today, I'm going to buy sandwiches. So, if we break that down, last week, I bought sushi from here. Here's sushi.
先週、ここの寿司を買いましたが。
Today, I'm going to buy sandwiches.
今日はサンドイッチを買います。
先週、ここの寿司を買いましたが、今日はサンドイッチを買います。
How would you say a department store round here?
ここのデパート。
How would you say a camera from a department store round here?
ここのデパートのカメラ。
ここのデパートのカメラ。
Last week, I bought a camera from a department store around here. How would you say that?
毎週。
Last week.
先週、ここのデパートのカメラを買いました。
So you said, last week, I bought a camera from a department store around here. In other words,last week, here's department store's camera I bought.
先週、ここのデパートのカメラを買いました。
Make sure when you say the word for week, you give it a long oo. 先週。
先週。
We've had 毎週、先週。Every week, last week.We'll add to that group another word, which is 来週.
来週
meaning next week. Maybe rice shoes, being environmentally friendly, will be the next fashion. 来週.
来週.
This RL sound, as we keep noticing, is close in sound. So it may sound like 来週, 来週. They're both acceptable. So how would you say...Next week, I will go.
来週行きます。
来週行きます。
And next week, I will go there.
来週そこに行きます。
来週そこに行きます。
Next week, she will go there. You want to make it clear that it's she who's going to go.
来週彼女はに
Good.
行きます。
Where is she going? She's going there.
そこに行きます。Good.
来週、彼女はそこに行きます。
Next week, she will go there with him.
来週、彼女は彼とそこに行きます。
来週、彼女は彼とそこに行きます。
Last week, I went there, but next week I will go to Tokyo. How would you say that? Last week I went there, but...
先週そこに行きますか?
And it's I went.
行きましたか?
Good. Next week I will go to Tokyo.
来週東京に
I make 東
京に東京に行きます。
When you say week, make sure that the sound is long at the end. 週 So if you say last week,
先週
先週
And next week,
来週
来週
So you've said last week I went there, but next week I will go to Tokyo.
先週そこに行きましたが、来週東京に行きます。
If you want to flag up that last week I did that, but next week and put a highlight onto the next week, which marker can you use?
Wa.
Wa. So it's the contrast between what you did last week and what you did next week. Otherwise, you're simply saying...Last week I did this, but next week I do that without putting any particular emphasis on the next week. Let's use taides again. That was the word that meant I want to, literally meaning want is. So if you want to say I want to eat, how would you say it?
食べたいです。
食べたいです。
So you're taking off the mas, replacing it with たいです to say I want to. I want to drink.
飲みたいです。
飲みたいです。
And if you want to add your item, I want to drink beer.
ビールを飲みたいです。
ビールを飲みたいです。
Or I want to go somewhere. I want to go to London.
ロンドンに行きたいです。
ロンドンに行きたいです。
So, how would you say, I want to go to London next week?
来週、ロンドンに行きたいです。
来週、ロンドンに行きたいです。
And if you want to give a reason, how would you say, I want to go to London because I like it?
ロンドンに
Now, when you say I want to go to London because I like it, in Japanese, you need to give your reason first. And the reason is that you like it. And the result is that you want to go to London.
好きですから、ロンドンに行きたいです。
好きですから、ロンドンに行きたいです。
I want to go to London next week because I like it. How would you say that?
好きですから、来週ロンドンに行きたいです。
好きですから、来週ロンドンに行きたいです。
So, just to recap, although in English we have two ways of giving a reason. I like it, therefore I want to go to London.Or I want to go to London because I like it. In Japanese, we need to give the reason first. 好きですから、ロンドンに行きたいです。Or if you want to put in the time expression, 好きですから、来週、ロンドンに行きたいです。We've learnt mass verbs, and then we've manipulated and changed them in lots of different ways. We've learnt how to say, let's do something. So if you wanted to say, let's go,What would you say?
行きましょう。
So we've changed mas to masho. And then if you wanted to suggest something, shall we go? How would you say that?
行きましょうか。
ましょうか。We add ka to the end of it. And if we wanted to politely suggest something or ask somebody, won't you? How would we say that? Won't you go?
行きませんか?
So we use the negative with か. We've also learnt how to give reasons using から. And we've used の, a marker, which links items together that belong to each other. How would you say Mr. Tanaka's phone?
Tanaka-san no denwa.
And how would you say a hotel around here?
Hotelu wo koko no.
We need to think about the order. A hotel around here, in Japanese, it's the reverse order in English, so you'd be saying around here's hotel.
Koko no hotelu.
That's right.
Koko no hotelu.
It may help you when thinking about the order to try and put an apostrophe S in. When the apostrophe S is there, the order is the same as English, even though sometimes it might sound like odd English. So, the round here's hotel. Mr. Tanaka's phone sounds perfectly natural to us, but that is the order it always is in Japanese. We've also looked at how to say, I do, I don't, I did, I didn't. So if we take ikimasu as our starting point, I go.
Ikimasu.
I don't go.
Ikimasen.
I went.
Ikimashita.
And I didn't go.
Ikimasen deshita.
And we've also looked at des, is, and said that in the past tense as well. So it was.
Deshita.
And we've applied it to ski, it's likeable, to say it was likeable or I liked it. How would you say I liked it?
Suki deshita.
We've learned how to say I want to using tai des, which literally means want is. So if you wanted to say I want to go.
Ikitai desu.
We've also talked about wa. Wa is a marker that flags up the doer of the action. But when we use time expressions, contrasting two time expressions, I did this yesterday, but tomorrow I will do this, we can use that wa with the second time expression if we want to highlight the difference. So how would you say, I went to Tokyo yesterday, but today I will go to Mount Fuji? How would you say that? I went to Tokyo yesterday.
Kino Tokyo ni.
I make Tokyo.
Tokyo ni ikimashita.
But?
Ikimashita ga.
Today I will go to Mount Fuji.
Kyō wa Fujisan ikimasu.
And I will go to
Fujisan ni ikimasu.
Kino Tokyo ni ikimashita ga. Kyō wa Fujisan ni ikimasu.
You can think of a Japanese sentence as basically being a string of nouns, words that you can put the or a in front of. Each of those nouns has a marker after it, which tells us what it does in the sentence. So you have a string of nouns, each followed by a marker, and then at the end you have a verb. So if we start with a short sentence, I eat, where we are making it clear that it's I who eats. How would you say that?
Watashi wa tabemasu.
And if we then want to add the item that is eaten, how would you say I eat sushi?
Watashi wa sushi wo tabemasu.
And the important thing in that sentence is that the verb is at the end, but also that the doer of the action is said before the done to of the action. So what you cannot say is sushi wo watashi wa tabemasu. Apart from those basic rules, the other parts of the sentence can fit in a fairly random order. If you find it easier though to think about time expressions coming near the beginning of the sentence, then that's a rule that you can keep for yourself just to help you to get your sentence started. What was the word for friend? Your friend Tom, who'd made an odd achievement. What was it?
Tomodachi.
Tomodachi. So if you wanted to talk about something you do with your friend, I watch television with my friend. And you're making it clear that it's I who does the action.
私はテレビを友達と見ました。
And I watch.
見ます。
私はテレビを友達と見ます。
So in that case, we said, I, television, with friend, watch. But it's also perfectly acceptable to say, I, with a friend, television, watch. How would you say it in that order? So I, with a friend, television, watch.
私は友達とテレビを見ます。
私は友達とテレビを見ます。
You said, I watch television with my friend. If we know that it's my friend and it's implied in the sentence, then you can simply say 友達. And if you need to say my friend and bring in the word my, how would you say that?
私の友達。
私の友達。
And how would you say with my friend?
私の友達と。
私の友達と。
I'm going to introduce a new marker. This marker is de. It's similar to the word in English. And just the same as with all the other markers you've learnt, wa, o, to, ni, it is said after the noun that it relates to.It's used when you talk about the place where you do something. So, in the department store, in the hotel. How would you say in the department store?
デパートで。
デパートで。
And in the hotel?
ホテルで。
ホテルで。
How would you say I read in the hotel?You don't need to say I because we will assume that we know who's doing the action. So, I read in the hotel.
ホテルで読みます。
ホテルで読みます。
And I buy in the department store.
デパートで買います。
デパートで買います。
The word for home in Japanese.Is uchi. Think of chintz curtains, very homely. Uchi.
Uchi.
Now, uchi is a place, and if you say that you're doing something in the home, or alternatively in English, we'd say at home, then the marker de covers both of these, in and at. It's the place where you do something. So, I eat at home.
Uchi de.食べます。
うちで食べます。
And I read at home.
うちで読みます。
うちで読みます。
How would you say I eat at a restaurant?
レストランで食べます。
レストランで食べます。
And how would you say I eat there?When we use ここ、そこ、あそこ, whereas in English we simply say I eat there, I eat here, in Japanese they say I eat at here or I eat in there. So we need our marker で. So I eat there.
そこで食べます。
そこで食べます。
And if we move back into the past tense, how would you say I ate?
そこで食べました。
そこで食べました。
I ate at the restaurant.
レストランで食べました。
レストランで食べました。
I worked here.
ここで仕事をしました。
ここで仕事をしました。
I watched it over there.
あそこで見ました。
あそこで見ました。
And how would you say, I will buy it here?
ここで買います。
ここで買います。
So what's important here is that で is covering at and in, even in some cases where we wouldn't say it in English. So although we would say at the restaurant, restaurant で, we wouldn't say at there or in here. But in Japanese, the rule stays constant. ここで、そこで. How would you say, I will read it over there?
あそこで読みます。
あそこで読みます。
So now we want to add more information. For example, we want to say, I eat in a restaurant with a friend. I buy a camera at the department store. Let's talk about the order. As we've said before, as long as we've got the doer towards the beginning of the sentence and before the item that's done to, and that we've got the verb at the end, the other information can have a more flexible order. So, starting small and building up, he will buy it. How would you say that? Now, we're emphasizing he here.
彼は買います。
彼は買います。
He will buy the camera.
彼はカメラを買います。
彼はカメラを買います。
He will buy the camera at the department store.
彼はデパートの
カメ at the department store.
Oh, not of the department store. 彼はデパートでカメラを買います。
彼はデパートでカメラを買います。
So, you can use で or no, and you slightly change what you're saying. If you say デパートでカメラを買います, you're saying, I buy the camera at the department store. But if you say デパートのカメラを買います, you're saying, I buy the camera of the department store. I buy the department store's camera, or the camera from the department store. We use の to link a place with an item. So, Japanese camera. How would you say that? A camera of Japan. Japan's camera.
日本のカメラ。
日本のカメラ。
So, he will buy a Japanese camera would be?
彼は日本のカメラを買います。
彼は日本のカメラを買います。
And he will buy a Japanese camera at the department store.
彼は日本のカメラをデパートで買います。
彼は日本のカメラをデパートで買います。
And it's also acceptable to reverse the order and say he...At the department store, a Japanese camera will buy. How would you say that?
彼はデパートで日本のカメラを買います。
彼はデパートで日本のカメラを買います。
And how would you say a London department store, bringing in our marker no to show the two places items belong to each other? A London department store.
So it's of London.
That's right. A department store of London, but the Japanese order is in reverse. If you put an apostrophe S in, then the order is the same. So if you think of it as London's department store, then the order will be the same.
London のデパート.
London のデパート.
So if you wanted to say he buys a camera...In a London department store, how would you say that?
彼は
So if you want to think of the order as he, London's department store at, camera, buys.
彼は London のデパート or
at
デパートで
Camera.
Camera を買います。
Good. So what you've said is, he buys a camera at a London department store.
彼はロンドンのデパートでカメラを買います。
How would you say he eats, saying the word he?
彼は食べます。
彼は食べます。
And if we build that up a little more, he eats at a hotel.
彼はホテルで食べます。
彼はホテルで食べます。
Now let's bring in the item that he eats, the item that's done to. He eats sushi at the hotel.
彼はホテルで寿司を食べます。
彼はホテルで寿司を食べます。
And how would you say he eats sushi at the hotel with a friend? Now, as long as the doer of the action is before the item that's done to, in other words, as long as he is before sushi, and as long as tabemasu is at the end, then the rest of the information is flexible in its order. So you're saying, again, he eats sushi at the hotel with a friend.
彼はホテルで寿司を友達と食べます。
彼はホテルで寿司を友達と食べます。
And we could add one more piece of information in to make a really long and challenging sentence. He eats sushi with a friend at a Japanese hotel. He must be before the sushi and tabemasu must be at the end. So he eats sushi with a friend at a Japanese hotel.
彼は日本のホテルで寿司を友達と食べます。
彼は日本のホテルで寿司を友達と食べます。
The word for train in Japanese is densha. Now, Tokyo trains are quite famous because at rush hour, there are people, train workers, especially employed to push people onto trains so they can fit as many people in as possible. And these people wear white gloves as they push people in. So a nice and quite funny image to help you recall the word densha is he lost his dentures when pushed into the train. Densha. So the word for train?
Densha. Densha.
There's also a nice link with denwa for phone because the den of both of them means electric. So denwa means literally electric talk, whereas densha means an electric car, which comes to mean a train. So if you wanted to say on the train, the marker de also covers this because it's a place where something happens. So how would you say on the train?
電車で。
電車で。
And she reads on the train. We'll assume that we know it's she. We don't need to say she. So she reads on the train.
電車で読みます。
電車で読みます。
And she reads a book on the train. The word for book is contained in the word for Japan, Nihon. The Hon of Japan, as well as meaning root or source, also means book. In fact, you can think of a book as a source of knowledge. So Hon is a book. How would you say she reads a book on the train?
電車で本を読みます。
電車で本を読みます。
And if you want to be more specific about the kind of book she reads, how would you say a Japanese book? In other words, a book from Japan or Japan's book?
日本の…
That's right.
Oh.
You're repeating…
Yes, they're repeating it. 日本の本.
Yes, good. It is. Good. So how would you then say she reads a Japanese book on the train?
電車で日本の本を読みます。
電車で日本の本を読みます。
And if we wanted to put it into the past and say it was something that she did yesterday, she read a Japanese book on the train yesterday. How would you say that?
昨日、日本の本を電車で読みました。
昨日、日本の本を電車で読みました。
The word for tomorrow.
明日。
Tomorrow, she will not read.
明日読みます。
And she will not.
Oh, 明日読みません。
明日読みません。
Tomorrow, she will not read on the train.
電車で
Tomorrow, she will not read on the train. But you can say, on the train, tomorrow, she will not read. That's fine, that order is fine.
電車で明日読みません。
電車で明日読みません。
Tomorrow, she will not read a book on the train. How would you say that?
明日電車で本は
And the book is the thing that's been done too. So,
本を
And she will not read.
読みません。
明日電車で本を読みません。
Tomorrow, she will not read a Japanese book on the train.
明日電車で日本の本を読みません。
Good.
明日電車で日本の本を読みません。
And when we use these time expressions, 明日、毎週、every week, 毎日、every day, 時々、they stand alone, they don't need a marker after them, unless we're contrasting and trying to highlight that particular time expression.In which case we can say, 明日は。How do you say, do?
します。
And if you then want to say, play, as in play tennis, what's the phrase for that?
テニスをします。
That's right. Yesterday she played tennis.
昨日テニスをします。しました。
昨日テニスをしました。
Yesterday, she played tennis in London.
昨日、ロンドンでテニスをしました。
昨日、ロンドンでテニスをしました。
And now we want to make it clear it's she who played tennis. So, yesterday, she played tennis in London.
彼女は昨日、ロンドンでテニスをしました。
彼女は昨日ロンドンでテニスをしました。
So again, as long as we have the doer of the action before the item that's done to and the verb at the end, we can be fairly flexible about the order. So we're now going to add in an additional piece of information. Yesterday, she played tennis with her friend in London.You could say with her friend or with a friend, but in both cases, it's fine simply to say 友達. So, yesterday, she played tennis with a friend or with her friend in London.
昨日、彼女は友達とロンドンでテニスをしました。
Very good.
昨日、彼女は友達とロンドンでテニスをしました。